health. I was listening to a tape about health during my hospital stay, and it defined health as the ability to fully participate in one's life. That stopped me. I had to rewind the tape and listen again. Maybe I'd heard it wrong, lost my concentration. Surely I must have missed something. But no. The tape said very clearly, health is the ability to fully participate in one's life. It was quite a jolt. Here I was, hardly able to get out of bed by myself, but I was participating fully. I was smelling my roses and listening to my tape and trying to figure out why some of the nurses seemed mad at my nurse and enjoying my broth and looking forward to my next visitor. Was I, in short, being healthy? I had to cry over that for a while because I'd been thinking that I had lost my health. And I had been grieving that loss, even while doing everything in my power to get it back. But if health is the ability to fully participate in your life, then it's possible to be vibrantly healthy in spite of handicaps, lingering pain, illness, depression. It is possible to fully participate in your life even when you've had cancer. The gift of illness, for as long as one survives to enjoy it, is the motivation to even more fully participate than you might have if you'd stayed blissfully well. I have a friend who's a long-term cancer survivor. She's gotten a lot out of being in a cancer support group in her small town. And one of the regular features of this group is that every semester the local school of social work sends one of its usually young students over to observe and learn from them. The young social work students are often stunned at how happy and free these cancer survivors seem, even though many of them are enduring difficult treatments, relapses, and the possibility of premature death. The group members get a big charge out of explaining to their student observers that the group itself helps them take their illness and wring its gifts from it so that they can return to the rest of their lives knowing that what is important to them and determined to participate fully. And that is health.